Welcome to Insights for Health, an evidence-based radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics, where we help you to help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential, one step at a time. And Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, a tradition of everyday low prices on nutritional supplements and healthcare products since 1992, and brought to you by Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor and owner of Chatham Kent Integrative Health, located at 55 4th Street in Chatham, the former McHugh Public School. My name's Dave, and good morning, Dr. Corey.
Good morning, Dave. Well, this morning we'll be talking about a big issue when it comes to well-being, stress, which I think plays a role in everyone's life to some degree.
So everyone has stress, don't they?
That's right. I mean, a little bit of stress is okay and actually normal, but we'll be talking about how prolonged stress can negatively impact your health. So we've broken down the topic into two different shows. So part one will be today and part two on March 7th. Today we'll be defining what stress is, its negative impacts on the body, which include adrenal fatigue and digestion.
So the dictionary defines stress as emotional or intellectual strain or tension. And it's that definition that applies to Stats Canada 2013 report.
So this report showed that more than three quarters of Canadian adults are living with at least one source of excessive stress.
And we're not referring to your spouse.
6.6 million Canadians aged 15 and older reported that most days were quite a bit or extremely stressful.
People aged 35 to 54 reported the highest daily stress rates, potentially due to the fact that this age group are most likely to be managing multiple responsibilities with career and family.
The majority of those, 62%, who described themselves as highly stressful, identified work as their main source of stress.
So these stats serve as a wake-up call for us to better understand what stress is and how we can better manage it. So we talk about stress, but we're not always clear about what it is. There's good and bad aspects to stress. If we didn't have any stress, we wouldn't be alive.
That's right. Stress is the body's response to a real or perceived threat. Now, in the past, that response was meant to get people ready for some kind of action in order to get them out of danger. However, today, most of our threats are ones that we only perceive. When we consider that 95% of the things that we worry about will never happen, I think most people will agree with that.
Yeah, and most of the threats that people face today aren't always those that we can fight or run away from. Today's threats are usually stresses that are more chronic and longer lasting.
Some stress can actually be a good thing.
So what do you mean it can be a good thing?
Well, it can motivate us to focus on a task or take action and solve a problem. However, over time, it's the stress that builds up that can have a huge impact on not only our physical but our mental health.
For example, what kind of impact can it have?
One condition that's associated with intense or prolonged stress is something called adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. So this is a condition that affects millions of people in North America and around the world. It's a syndrome that's completely separate from a condition called Addison's disease, which is a disease where your adrenal glands can't produce any cortisol at all due to destruction of the adrenal gland.
So what exactly is the adrenal gland?
Well, your adrenal glands are two small organs that sit on top of each of your kidneys, and they're responsible for producing the hormones, cortisol, and adrenaline.
Adrenaline, that's the fight or flight reaction, right?
Yep. These hormones are secreted in response to stressors to the body, which is an absolute normal physiological response. However, what we end up seeing happening is that prolonged action of these hormones end up causing damage to parts of the brain that should be shutting these hormones off.
So that's when we see, or we end up seeing higher levels of these hormones in our body. So many of us have heard of cortisol and some of the negative effects that having high cortisol can have in our bodies.
So things like increased storage of fat around the abdomen, thyroid function, suppression of our immune systems, and impaired memory and accelerated aging. Over time, if this stress continues, our adrenal gland becomes tired of producing these hormones, and we then begin to see lowered levels of cortisol in the blood.
So it's at this point we can say that our adrenals have become fatigued or exhausted. So, doctor, what happens then?
Well, then we start seeing some symptoms of the adrenal fatigue. So things like tiredness, waking unrefreshed, even if you're sleeping 8 hours a night. Weight gain, depression, lack of concentration, difficulty bouncing back after stress or illness, things like craving salty or sweet foods, and a need to use stimulants like coffee or sugar in order to get through the day.
So it's important to know what our stress levels are. You can measure your stress index by going on to the Canadian Mental Health Association website. There's a survey there of 25 questions. You answer yes or no, and at the end it gives you a score. Some of the questions are, do you race through the day? Do you try doing everything yourself? Do you blow up easily? Do you neglect exercise? Do you get enough rest? So this quick survey can help you identify your personal level of stress.
Stress is a part of being human. I mean, nobody can eliminate all stress from their life or prevent stress from ever happening in the future. Therefore, it's important to properly manage these stress in order to decrease the negative effects on our body and our mind.
So there's two different roads that we can take when we feel stressed. We can reach for negative things like alcohol, smoking, drugs, comfort foods, or we can think of more positive things like some of the things we're talking about in today's show.
So there are many stress management techniques out there that can help you take control of your stress so that it doesn't control you. And not every technique works for everybody, so it's important to practice these techniques when you're not feeling stressed in order for you to discover exactly what works for you.
So the first step is to stop ignoring the stress and realize that there's something that you can do about it. Identify the primary source of your stress. Is it your job? Is it school? A relationship? Is it someone specific? Is it money? Is it your health? Once you know what the problem is, you can do something about it.
The next step is to talk about the issues. So your loved ones around you might not even realize that you're having a hard time. Simply expressing your feelings can actually help a lot. And your loved ones might actually have ideas to help you solve or deal with the stress. If you need to talk to somebody outside of your friends or your family, you might see your family doctor, naturopathic doctor, or a counselor who may be able to help.
Okay, doctor, I'm sitting in Timmy's and I don't hear a lot of men talking about their feelings. So though that might be a good technique for some people, what's something a man can do to help with his stress?
So men often benefit from getting physically active. So physical activity can be a great way to reduce stress and improve mood overall. Activity can be anything from taking up a new sport to walking. The most important thing is that it gets you moving and that you enjoy it. This activity releases endorphins, which end up making you feel better.
So in addition to physical activity, it's also important to make time for hobbies and activities that you find fun and make you laugh, that can temporarily give you a break from your problems. Listen to music, read, go for a walk, hang out with a friend, watch your favorite movie. Do something that makes you feel good. And there's also relaxation techniques.
That's right. Practices like yoga, meditation, mindfulness, prayer, or breathing exercises can help you quiet your mind and look at these problems from a calmer and more balanced point of view. These are specific techniques that are important to practice regularly, so even when you may not feel stressed. Over time, these practices can help you manage your response to stressful situations as they come up. So what we're saying is that there's no one right way to deal with stress. For example, men and women seem to handle stress differently. These tips are only common strategies that are helpful for many people. But again, it's important to try them out and see what works best for you.
So we know that adrenal fatigue takes a long time to recover from, and we're often a long time getting there. So we're all busy, and some of us need immediate support. We know that vitamin B complex is important. Stress deletes the body of vitamin B. So B is important for the nervous system, but doctor, you also recommend some herbs.
Yes, so there's a herb called rhodiola, and it's a Russian herb that belongs to a group of herbs called adaptogens.
And what's an adaptogen?
So adaptogens promote homeostasis or balance within the body, and they essentially help our body adapt to stress. Rhodiola has been proven to relieve fatigue and increase work and exercise performance. It has also been shown to decrease mental fatigue in stressful situations. There was actually a six-week study that showed that even low doses, around 340 milligrams of rhodiola, can have positive effects on depression, insomnia, and emotional instability.
I've heard that holy basil is also an adaptogen.
Yes, holy basil is another good one. It's an Ayurvedic or Indian herb that has been shown to improve mental fog and difficulties concentrating in those suffering from adrenal fatigue.
So to summarize, stress is unavoidable and seems to be increasing in our 24/7 lives. We don't get enough relaxation, so a B-complex, rhodiola, and holy basil can help our bodies respond to the demands of stress. A few supplements that we didn't mention are GABA, L-theanine, and ashwagandha. And these are all helpful and are often blended for stress and fatigue. So coming up in the next segment, we'll be talking about the impact of stress on our digestive system regarding IBS, heartburn, and ulcers, and the impact that the stress has in our lives. So we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we return, we'll have more information from The Healthy Habit and Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor.